Oh.
Was it you?
No, just period. Y'all want to praise the Lord? How many of y'all want to praise God tonight? You think we can do that? Praise God. Are we all ready? Let's get it on. Why don't you put your hands together and make it real easy? Do this real. Tell somebody this is how you clap on beat. Get slow. Lord, heart, O Lord. The Lord. Let's worship the Lord our God in spirit and in truth.
Come, now is the time to worship. Come. Now is the time to give your heart. Come, now it's you are to worship. Come, just as you are before your God. Come.
Let's sing it together. Come on, come.
Come. Take the time to worship.
Come.
Now is the time to give your heart. Come, come, just as you are to worship.
Come,
come, just as you are before your God. One day every tongue will confess you are God. One day every knee shall bow. Still the greatest treasure remains for those who gladly take you now.
Now is the time.
Now is the time to worship. Time to give your heart. Come, come, just as you are to worship. Come, just as you are before your God. God, one day every knee will bow. Still the greatest treasure remains for those who gladly choose you now. Come, now is the time to
Jesus.
I will praise Him. He is exalted forever, exalted, and I will praise His name. He is the Lord forever. His truth shall reign. Heaven and earth rejoice in His holy. Exalted on high,
He is.
He is exalted. The King is exalted on high. I will praise Him. He is exalted forever. Exalted, and I will praise His name.
Why don't you just find somebody and tell them you love them tonight? Is that all right? Find five people and just give them a hug. Make sure don't leave anybody out. Somebody say, glory to God. I love you, brother. Make sure everybody feels welcome. Just hug everybody. Give them love. Give them love. Give them love. Give them love tonight. Hallelujah. Somebody needs a shout out. I love you. You can leave that door open. Say, I love you. Say, I love you. I love you more. I love you, love you, love you. With the love of Jesus, I love you. You know what's going on, my dear? Yeah, you have that announcement you wanted to make. Why don't you do that?
Just a quick reminder, Ruthie and Jane's class that normally is on Tuesday will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock. They're getting ready to go out of town, so we moved it up so that we can have them come out and be blessed by the studies, and we're doing the Old Testament survey right now. Reminder, Wednesday night, we've got the God's General series at 7 o'clock. Holy Spirit meeting Friday night, 8 o'clock. And I think that's about it. And if anybody's still interested in going to the Hagen camp meeting, it's still not too late. You can always see one of us. We'll be leaving on Sunday, next Sunday, and coming back the following Saturday, 22nd through the 28th.
Praise God.
You can just do it on the platform if you're not ready.
You're all right. You're all right. Well, it's offering time, amen. This is a part of our praise and worship time. Somebody gave early. Thank you. Let's all stand up. You know, our giving is a direct outreach of our heart to God. So it's important that this be a part of our praise and worship service and that we don't distinguish them too far apart. Because where your treasure is, that's where your heart is. That's what the Bible says. So you really express what you love, what you believe in, with where you give. Not just with your money, but with your life. with your prayer, with your time. So the offering is a very important part of worship. And I always want to stress that. It's not that God needs your money, but that's how He chooses to work. He chooses to use people, and He chooses to use our money to have His will be done on this earth. So this is an awesome time to express our true love for God and what He's doing. If you're giving by cash, I have offering envelopes if you'd like to fill them out. If you like one, raise your hand and Chris will pass one out to you. I really want to encourage you to use those. You think, well, I'm only giving $5 or $10. What difference does that make? But that helps us keep a record. And you need to look at the end of the year and see what God has enabled you to do. And it's also a good way to compare the past. You always want to keep doing better and believing for more. Amen. Anybody else? All right. Well, let's just raise your seed up in the air or your hand. Whatever you have. Now, we always, whether you have money or not, I always encourage you to take part of, an active part in this offering, at least with your heart and your faith. And as you do that, God will bless you with the money to participate. He's done it for me. So let's lift your hand up high. Lord, we thank You right now for this time to sow into Your kingdom and into Your ministry, Father. I thank You that every dime sown in this offering extends the kingdom of God around the earth, Father, and empowers men and women of God to preach the gospel, Lord. I thank You that as they do this, Lord, that You're blessing everyone in this room, Father, that You're causing men to give under their bosom, that You're bringing unexpected resources from every direction, Father. Lord, I thank You that as we step out in obedience in our giving, Lord, that we can't outgive You. It's impossible. That when we give a dollar, You're there with $10, Father. You're there every step of the way. And I thank You, Lord, and I pray a supernatural blessing on everyone here. Lord, I pray that if there's a debt or a financial need, Lord, that Your power is strong enough to take care of it tonight, Lord. And we receive that by faith, and we thank You in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, the Bible says to bring your tithes and offerings, so we're just going to bring it right here at the altar. Amen. So go ahead.
You may bring that forward.
Crystal? Somebody?
How I long to be here in Your presence. It is a secret place. We offer up our praise as we come boldly with honor and reverence. Worship Christ our King here in Your presence.
How many of you want to come boldly to God? Let's just think like a
how I long to be here in Your presence. It is a sea place. We offer up our praise as we come boldly with honor and reverence. We worship Christ our King here in Your presence.
Well, Jerry, would you bless tonight's word for us?
Heavenly Father, I thank You for the word that You've given us today. I thank You, Lord, that whatever comes out tonight would be a blessing, Lord. I just give You praise for what You've been doing. I thank You, Lord, that the word is just not only word, it's manifestation also. Father, I just bless this word. Bless it to our spirits and let us do it. And I just give You praise. Amen.
Somebody say, praise the Lord. You can give us some light. Amen. Hallelujah. God is a good God. Isn't he? My. God is a good God. I believe he's up to something. How about you? Oh, my. I said, I believe God is up to something. How many know that he hasn't left us by ourselves, but he's right here? Somebody say, right here and right now. Say it one more time. Right here and right now. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Everybody say the word authority again. Hallelujah. Say it one more time. Authority to win. Authority to reign. Authority to do what God wants you to do. Amen. Authority to be who God wants you to be. Amen. Enough authority to take back, amen, what the devil stole. Hallelujah. The devil shouldn't be able to run around and just do anything he wants to do. Amen. Hallelujah. But God, amen, gives us authority that we can be all that God wants us to be. Somebody say amen. Oh, glory to God. Now, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15. Let's go there again. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Everybody say amen. Amen. There are three authorities. Amen. Three basic personal things that we need to get in our life. Amen. Before we can really start to flow and reap the benefits of authority. And we talked about some of those this morning. We're going to recap on them tonight and go a little bit more into them tonight. Amen. Everybody said, God is the supreme authority. Amen. What God says, what God wills, what God wants, amen, is right. And how do you discern when God's trying to tell you something? Anybody ever seen The Color Purple? At the end, the woman, they sang that song, God's trying to tell you something. God, anybody ever heard that song before? Well, I want you all to know that God is constantly trying to speak truths to his people. But so often, we're just so spiritually dense that we can't pick up what God is trying to say to us. If you stop and just wait a moment and just look at life, amen? Look at the word and put all the things that are going on together. Try to find out what God is trying to say, what God is direction God is trying to lead you in. And the direction that God is trying to lead you in has authority. Can I say authority? Authority over the direction of my life. Somebody say praise the Lord. How many of you want to have authority over the direction? How many are making decisions over your own life? On what you're going to do, how you're going to do it, when you're going to do it. Well, listen, when God is the supreme authority, amen, you've got to take his lead. You know that God speaks to us with the voice of confirmation, and he speaks to us by many witnesses. He speaks to us in the word. And there are some times when God is trying to tell us something, and it's accurate, and it's so clear, amen, and we must obey. Somebody say, obey the lead of God in your life, no matter what anybody says. You know, if God says to do something, does God truly speak today? Yes. Is it hard to hear God? No. You just got to learn that he's speaking. You're hearing God. You got to learn, what is God in my life? Anybody ever heard God speak to them? One time, I tell you my favorite story about how God spoke to me and changed the course of my life. Amen. I was working on a friend's house. I told you all this story before. Working on a friend's house back in Maryland. We were building this house. And there was this little boy there. Real little boy. About maybe 4 years old. And he was just working there with us, and all of a sudden, little boy just stops doing his little games and stuff and turns around and looks at me about, it's about maybe, good Lord, maybe 20 years ago, maybe. Yeah. And the little boy turns around and looks at me, and the little boy says, you're a fool. And his dad was so embarrassed. This little boy probably had learned this on the TV. I don't know where he learned it, or maybe he had heard everybody else call me a fool. Amen. And he was just repeating what he had heard. But this little boy just said it. Then he said it again. Wouldn't that freak some of you out? And his father was trying to get this little boy to stop. And the little boy kept saying over and over again, you're a fool. Until finally I felt something on the inside of me. Let me say a stirring on the inside. Amen. There was a voice beyond his voice. And I thought that I'd take this little thing serious. I just didn't let it go. So many times God is trying to speak to us, and we just let it go in one ear and out the other ear. But you know what we do as we talk this morning? You take it back to Scripture and you study. So I went back to the Word of God in my own personal private life. I really didn't have one, but I got one that day. Amen. So I was working at my desk. I opened up the book of Proverbs, and I read. And I found that word fool all over the place, all over the place in the book of Proverbs. And you know what I found out? Boy, was I a fool. Amen. So I had to hear and I had to discern. Amen. I was living a life of fool. Everything that it came up with fool, I qualified. I mean, I won the award. If they were handing out fool presents that day, boy, I would have been the chief of all fools. Amen. But I had to learn to receive what God was trying to say in the word to speak to me. And I knew that God wanted to change the direction of my life. Amen. How I live my life. That I don't want to live my life under my own understanding, but I wanted to live by the wisdom of God. But I would have never changed my life unless I was able to discern God speaking to me. Amen. And then take that word or that leading as one. Supreme. There are so many people that have so many supernatural circumstances happen in their life that are pointing in this direction. Go this way. Go that way. But so often we miss the road signs. Amen. We miss the road signs to what God is trying to tell us. You know, when you blow road signs, there are a lot of people try to play games. You know, there are a lot of people that are unbelievers. Amen. They've heard God speak. They know that now is a time of salvation. The day is a day of salvation. The day is a day to get it together. It's no question about it. But you know what? When people know that God is trying to do something in their life, that somebody's knocking on their door and they ignore that voice, you know what they do? They deny the authority of God. They say, God is supreme authority. And as believers, before we can start to roll in authority in our own life, before we can start to use this God-given authority that we have, first of all, we've got to learn how authority works in us. First and foremost, you've got to understand that the direction of your life is ordered of God and ordained of God. And that way you can walk in that thing with boldness and with grace. Brother Jesse said, one of the things with Brother Jesse, I'm going to say, Brother Jesse, why do you hold on so long? Why don't you just give up? What makes you hold? I mean, they must be paying you a lot of money. Something must be really good around there. What is the deal? What's happening? But I tell you what the deal was and what the circumstance was. The man heard God. And he knew he heard God. And God had enough authority over his life, amen, that he would obey. So I'm going to say, all authority. The highest and most supreme authority in all authority is the authority of the voice of God in our life, and that we'd obey the leading of the Holy Spirit and that we wouldn't forsake that leading. Many times when I'm getting these messages together, we had a talk today over lunch and over the dinner table. You know, how do we find out we want to preach? The authority of God. What does that mean? I can get to preach everything I want to? No. God knocks at our door. There are little road signs each week to let us know exactly which direction to go into. Amen. Somebody say, supreme. This is a supernatural life, and God will communicate to you. You don't have to go around guessing. God will help you. Amen. Someone says, you don't have to be like Gideon throwing a fleece out here. There are fleeces all over the place. You don't have to ask for them. Amen. You don't have to wander around in the dark. Amen. How can you follow a God that won't speak to you? You need the direction of God. And once you get that direction in your life and which way you should go, and you know it's right. Amen. And you feel that leading in your heart, you better run with that. Amen. That's the authority of God. I'm going to say authority. So we have the authority of the leading of the Holy Spirit. And that's a very complicated one, isn't it? But then we have also the leading of the Word of God. We talked about the Bible is truth. So I'm going to say the authority of the Word of God. Amen. Praise God. You're always safe when you stick with the Word of God. And someone says, you can't live that way. You know, you just can't believe everything in the Bible and walk that way. Yes, you can. And it'll work for you. Amen. It'll work for you. So the Bible is sole authority in different cases. We studied that a little bit this morning. Let's go there. John chapter 8, verse 32. Hallelujah. Praise God. God's developing some saints that are going to... I believe God's about to entrust you with authority, and that's why he's speaking these things. Not that the church wants to usurp authority over people, but I believe that God's going to start to invest authority in the hearts of believers. Amen. Greater authority, and they're going to learn about this authority. He's going to be giving you great anointings and with a responsibility. Amen. And he's teaching us of authority that we know how to handle this thing. Amen. If you get these three things down together, you can handle authority and you won't abuse that authority. Amen. Let's go here. Listen. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Somebody say, the truth of the Word of God. So all Scripture is authority. You know, it's very easy. You know, you don't have to argue anything where the Word of God comes up in, you know, and solves that thing already. So many times you've got to learn to develop a confidence that the Word of God is true, that it will never leave you, nor will it forsake you, that it's always right. Many times in counseling or in different situations in my life and direction, you know what saves me? The Word of God. And you know what? The Holy Spirit will bring back things to our remembrance. You know, all of a sudden there's a scripture. Somebody say, the Word saves us. But that Word is not going to be able to do anything for you, or you're not going to be able to live by the authority of the Word if you don't put the Word on the inside of you and meditate on the Word. I try to get everybody that I know to read the book of Proverbs at least one a day. Why? Because that's going to teach you how to walk in your life and different things you're going to encounter in your life. People are going to come up to you with situations. Amen. And the Word of God, you know, just a scripture will come up for you to obey. The Bible says God will not allow you to be tempted. Amen. Without giving you a way of escape. And I believe the primary way of escape is a word. Many times when I'm about to get into something, you know, everything that looks good isn't good. Many times when I'm about to get into something, thank God for the Holy Spirit, a scripture will pop up. Amen. Somebody say, that's the best way to walk, and that's the best way to stay under the authority of God. Amen. By walking, you know, you'll just have the Word on the inside of you. The Bible says, hey, watch out for this. You know, you can get into a conversation you don't need to be into. And the Bible says, many words. Amen. Thou art snared by the words of thy mouth. Watch it. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, you want to go over here, you want to go over there. And you know, even in different things, it's not you find, well, let me find out what scripture. The Word, when you put the Word in, it will come to your rescue when you need it the most. But many people are never rescued because they don't have any Word on the inside of them to pull on. Amen. But how are you going to depend on the Word that you don't know? The Bible says people perish for a lack of knowledge. Amen. And for a lack of vision. Well, there are people that are no longer believers today, amen, that are tossed away. Why? Because they have never put the Word on the inside of them to save them from the wiles of the devil. Some say the authority of the Word of God. Now, when you're under authority, you're protected. Those that are under the authority of God are protected by God, amen. Those that are under the authority of God can avail under the power of God. But when you're outside of the authority of God, amen, outside of the covering of God, amen, you don't have any authority. Those that know authority and walk in authority can flow in authority. But if you can't, amen, nothing will work for you. So we say last, third authority that we need to learn about, amen, is the authority of conscience. Now, this is a complicated one, and this is where many people get off. We have the authority of God, the leading of the Holy Spirit in our life, the direction of the Holy Spirit in our life. Then we have the authority of the Bible, the written Word, amen, which everyone should have. But I tell you what, after you start to put the Word on the inside of you, conscience takes authority. You know, I would do this, I would do that, but my conscience just wouldn't let me do it. And many people have seared their conscience. And they can't use their conscience. They don't, you know, they violate their conscience all the time. That they can't even, you know, trust their own heart to lead them and to teach them right from wrong. Why? Seared conscience. Amen. If you want to flow in authority, you got to have a conscience you can trust. I like this little definition of conscience. It said, where do we get our conscience? When you take the word, and if we were going to break down the word conscience, when the Bible uses the conscience, it is referring to the heart. Conscience can be broken down into two words, co and science. Co means to, and science means knowledge. Co means to, and science means knowledge. Man is a product of two kinds of knowledge. A knowledge which comes, amen, from above, and a knowledge which comes from within. Supernatural knowledge from above, but knowledge from within. And those two knowledge together make our conscience. And your conscience, amen, when you put the Word of God on the inside of you, should be your governing authority. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Listen, how do you know whether you got a right conscience or not? How can you tell? You know, literally, you should trust your conscience. Trust your inward man. Amen. Don't put trust in your flesh and in your own understanding, but learn to watch the Word on the inside of you and discern your spirit, you know? And trust it. Listen,
I will follow my conscience. How do you know whether something's wrong or right? That's where we get the ability to know wrong from right, from our one, our conscience, and from the Word of God. Well, there are certain situations where you just don't know what to do. That's why Jesus gave us this teaching. He said, listen. He said, you'll know a tree by the fruit it does what? By the fruit it bears. Let me tell you something. Nothing of God will harm. Okay? Look at this. It's when a certain act brings damaging effects, it's wrong. That's so easy to discern. So it says, well, you know, I'm going to hurt three that I might win 100. Listen, when a certain thing brings damaging effects, it's wrong. Wow. That's in every case. The way in which we may minister. Amen? The way in which we live our lives. The way in which we talk to one another. And if that thing brings damaging effects, it's wrong. Because the Bible says Jesus comes. He said, I've come that you might have life more abundantly. Amen? It says the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Right? Anything that has damaging effects is wrong. And there are certain people who said, my conscience let me do it. I heard about 100 people down the way. I destroyed 7 churches along the way. Amen. I did all this. I did all that. My conscience is not affected whatsoever. Some people have seared consciences. If your conscience will allow you to do something to hurt somebody else, amen. There needs to be an inward work on the inside. Amen. The authority of conscience. Now, I believe the complete believer that's ready to walk in authority, amen, knows the Word of God, amen, and will honor the Word of God. Now, we're talking about authority. Now, many people say, we got on this authority thing, and they're just talking about the pastor. They're just talking about the preacher and the fivefold ministry. But before you can even honor any fivefold minister, any preacher, any pastor, you got to learn to honor yourself. Notice that in every area of this thing, it's self-government. Somebody say, praise God. So it does no good. You know what? That would be a terrible bondage for people. Listen, the Bible says, listen, he who takes his own heart, amen, is greater than the man that can take a whole city. There are so many people that could win the whole city but never grab a hold of their own heart. How many would love to rule the city? Look at, you know, many people know I don't like to talk about certain situations and certain people, but look at our president. He was able to govern the whole country. And in many cases, he was very successful. I'm talking about President Clinton. Amen. And did all those things, but yet he was never able to govern his own heart. There are many preachers and many ministers. This is where people usually get off. You know, you can be successful in the ministry and win the whole world and win thousands of souls. Look at God's generals, and they can do all these things with great anointing in them. Amen. And win and get souls over to the other side, have churches that flourish and have people that are doing better than they are, but never become able to take and win their own heart. So say self government or self discipline. These are, in this thing it was talking about, and then we understood that I believe that Romans chapter 13 was basically talking about, amen, the fivefold offices. But listen, we are to honor. You're not going to be able to honor any kind of government or any kind of thing or walk in any kind of authority or obey any kind of authority, first of all, if you don't obey yourself. So this is where we start before we can go to two. And many people think, hey, he's going to be teaching on authority. He's going to tell you God said to listen to the preacher, and whatever the preacher says, do it, do it. That's what authority is all about. Listen. It's about finding God in all things. Amen. There are many things that God has already given you release from and given you escape from, and you're waiting for somebody on the outside to tell you, but already on the inside, God has told you. Amen. A lack of authority destroys us in every way. People that have self-destructive behavior. Amen. And all these things, it's always a lack of authority. And people don't understand. It's authority. You can't submit to anything. You can't even submit to yourself. I tell you what, when you learn to submit to yourself and the ruling of the Word of God, amen, and to your conscience, amen, into the leading and the signs of God, it's easy, amen. And by no means you won't be afraid of any kind of authority. Why? Because you know that God is on your side and you're going to be all right, amen. Everybody say the word authority. Say it one more time. Listen, the knowledge you receive from your heart and from your head forms your conscience. That's kind of freaky, isn't it? The knowledge that you receive from your heart and from your head forms your conscience. Well, that means that the geographic area you grow up in has the ability to form your conscience. There are certain people that could see certain acts done in one part of the country and think, hey, that's cool, that's all right, that's just the way it is. It doesn't affect them whatsoever. But you go someplace else, and those people see it, and they're seared to the heart, and they just don't understand. So say, conscience. Listen. The knowledge of the Word of God supersedes natural knowledge. And people got to understand, someone says, you never have to deal with issues. One of the things I found out about apostolic ministries is they are socially minded. And there's a reason why they are socially minded. Because the social atmosphere will affect the knowledge that a person receives, and what a person gets in, puts in, and puts around them. Guess what? It's going to form their conscience. That's why the Bible says, separate yourself from all forms of iniquity and all kind of stuff. Why? Because you won't even be able to trust your own conscience. Evil communications corrupts good manners. Amen. That means that many times you want to follow your heart. Watch what you hang out for. Hang out with. Amen. It's kind of quiet in here, but it's still good anyhow. Somebody's going to walk in authority, and somebody's going to, amen, this is going to be deliverance to many people. I'm receiving this on the inside of myself. Everybody say conscience. I always, this is one, I'm so glad of this teaching, because even as a pastor, I would just wonder about certain things throughout the years. You just see certain things happen. You know, people hurting one another and tearing this up and tearing that up and just going right on, singing, worshiping, dancing, clapping, shouting, and doing all these other things. I just wonder, how doesn't it affect them? Does anything affect them? Somebody say, seared conscience. As the result of, amen, head knowledge. That's how people can get up. Can't they see that? Why didn't everybody do that? No, they can't see it. Amen. Because conscience is made up of the two different kinds of knowledge. Knowledge that comes from your head, and also, amen, knowledge from the heart. Listen, the knowledge of the Word of God supersedes natural knowledge. Therefore, you must act on the Word. That's why a lot of people, you say, well, my heart allowed me to do it. And the Bible says, listen, to him whose heart agrees with it, to that person is not sin, whatever it is. Well, listen, I don't care if your heart doesn't say something is sin or not, and your heart just lets you pass by. If it is contradictory to the Word of God, somebody say, the Word of God even has authority over your conscience. That means that God, listen, that there's no new scripture. If the Word of God wasn't final authority in every case, we could prophesy or do whatever we want to do and everything would be okay. But thank God that God's even confined himself to the written Word, to where we're able to discern him. That we can't guess new things up. Therefore, when you just act on the Word, if you fail to, your heart will condemn you. How do you have your own heart condemn you and get you in trouble and get you in a rut? Didn't that sound like the book of Romans, the reprobate? That God turns that person over to their own will or over to their own conscience? To a certain extent, it really is like Burger King in this thing. Where the people, someone says, the kingdom of God, and I've even preached it sometime, this thing is not like Burger King. You can't have it your own way. Oh, yes, you can. When you really think about it, you can. You can be as big in God as you want, or as little in God as you want to. Amen. You can be super. You can be as anointed as you want to. Amen. Or you can be as dry as a board if you want to. You can go to heaven if you want to. You can go to hell if you want to. Amen. You can run like a lion toward the heart of God. Amen. Or you can run like a coward from, you know, persecution or anything that might come from knowing God. You can have it your own way. The Word of God supersedes natural knowledge. Therefore, must you act on the Word of God. If you fail to, your heart will condemn you. When your heart knows to do the Word, but you rebel to do so, your heart will condemn you. And I believe that's the most dangerous thing in counseling. That is the most dangerous place. Some of you counselors, we got about three in the room tonight. Some of you counselors, you find people, and Brother Leon Price, one very prophetic man, powerful man, ministered to a young man that was a friend of mine, and he said, "What was wrong? I couldn't figure this thing out." He said he had a crossed heart. He had violated his own heart. He had disobeyed his own conscience, and he got stuck somewhere. God doesn't want us stuck anywhere. Amen. God wants us free. Amen. Hallelujah. We don't listen. When people have no authority over their life, they run around like chickens with their head cut off. You ever seen people emotionally running around like chickens with their heads cut off? Here my emotions are here one day, and my emotions are there another day. Amen. Amen. People with no authority over their spiritual life. One day they're rolling with God and on fire for God. The next day they're ready to quit and give up. Some say, without authority. Authority stabilizes us and keeps us where we need to be. Somebody say, self-government, self-authority. Realizing what God is trying to say in our life. And that's the hardest thing. Nobody can tell you. One of the things I found out, and one of the things I stick to, and people think this is really strange, but one of the things that I've learned, even in prophecy in any area, listen, your heart will tell you where you need to go, and God will tell you himself. Prophetic ministry and all those other things will only confirm, amen, what that self-government has said. Amen? 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 Everyone say, "I'm waiting for someone to come and take me over and control me," and where is that? It's not going to happen that way. God's going to turn you over to your, amen, to the Holy Ghost and to yourself. So don't even try, amen, to handle this message of authority, this debar of authority. Amen. The first step in learning authority, in honoring authority, is realizing where it starts. Amen. And when you'll find when you get this stuff straight on the inside of yourself, you'll find your own words having more authority to make a difference. Amen. Hallelujah. God's not going to have us to become renegade anymore. Amen. Somebody say, we can handle it. And we can pull it together. Greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. Somebody say, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Why don't you stand up right where you are? Did y'all enjoy that tonight? I think that's just enough. Somebody say, oh, hallelujah. Did we learn anything tonight? Was it good? Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I just sense liberty. I just sense liberty because so when we start this premise and we start this thing, there was just such fear. People just don't understand. But I just sense that freedom. And I just sense escape through authority. I sense release through authority. That's our victory. Amen. That we can handle it. That we can make it. Somebody say, God didn't leave us all by ourselves. Amen. That we can handle it. Amen. We just have to learn to listen. Amen. To listen and obey and trust and honor ourselves. Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, oh, we thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. I pray that you would do a supernatural work in this room tonight. Oh, Father, I just pray, Lord God, that you would restore, that you would heal. Father God, that you'd let people know that everything is all right. Father God, those that feel their life is out of control, Father God. Oh, Father God, those that are off, Lord, no one wants to be out there on their own, and no one wants to be in any way or in any form in the area of rebellion, Father God. People want to know you and love you and obey you. Lord, all they want to do is know how. Father, I pray that tonight you would introduce them to themselves. Tell them what you say about them. Amen. Father God, let them know that you're right there in the midst of it, Father God, and they can handle it, Father God. Let them know that they're not so far out of control, that you've got it all under control, Father God. As long as they can hear you, everything is going to be all right. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you that your voice, amen, and their ability to hear you, Father God, keeps them from all hurt, all harm, and all danger right now in the name of Jesus. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that every heart is pure, Father God. Hallelujah. And that people are bold enough, Father God, first of all, to start to obey you scripturally, Father God. That people are going to start to obey you, Father God, in the area of their conscience. People are going to start to obey you, Father God, as your Holy Spirit just drops things in to let them know that you're there. This is where I want you to go. I just sense in my spirit right now, thank you, Father God. I just sense a spirit's lifted. I just sense a spirit's lifted just right there. And I just sense a supernatural hunger. I don't know about anybody. I just sense a supernatural hunger for people to go for God and do the will of God. Amen. I just sense surrender. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Lord, you do things in wonderful ways, and we discern right now what you were trying to do all along. Father God, I remember even now, several weeks ago, us singing the song, Surrender, God. Surrender, God. And we didn't know where that was coming from, Father God, but you had us do it anyhow. And now we understand. We understand now, Father God, that surrender is all about yielding to the authority of you in our life. Father God, you are in our life, and we will trust you there, Father God, and we'll start to obey it, Father God. Lord God, we will never void our conscience again. Father God, we'll learn the word, Father God, and learn to trust the word. Teach us how to trust your word, Father God. Develop our faith in that area, Father God. If your word says it, Father God, we'll obey it. Oh, thank you, Father God. And Father God, there is no fear in obeying you in any area, Father God, even if it hurts us or seems to hurt us a little bit, Father God, or calls us to sacrifice a little bit, Father God, or crucify the flesh in several areas of our life, Father God. We'll do it, Father God. Thank you, Jesus, for authority. We will no longer fear authority, but we'll embrace your love in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God. And I just sense that we're going to come out from the authority of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah, and come over to the leadership of the Holy Spirit, and that's where there is liberty. God is setting us free in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, free to be who God wants you to be. Hallelujah. Just start to pray in the Holy Spirit right where you are. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. If Crystal could just play softly, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I tell you what, church, I receive this right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, Father God. I submit to your leadership in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you for helping us, Lord. Teach us to help others, oh God. Teach us to help others. Teach people how to follow your voice. Father God, we believe in the days to come, in the years to come, in the weeks to come, and in the months to come, Father God, we'll see authority in the earth again, Father God. Supernatural authority. Hallelujah. It's all right. Glory God. Supernatural authority again, Father God. Authority that can make a difference in our life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God says, take it back in Jesus' name. Take your authority back. Don't let the devil take it from you. It's yours. It belongs to you. It's a gift. You have authority. You have authority. You can make a difference in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You can just worship God right where you are. Thank you, Jesus. And you know what's really strange? Everybody was afraid of authority this morning when we started this thing and thought it was real bizarre. But now I feel like just worshiping God for authority. Worshiping the God of all authority. All authority and all honor is yours, oh God. All authority and all honor is yours. All authority and honor is yours, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. For the reign of God in our life. Oh, thank you for the protection, Father God, that as we do what you say to do, Father God, that everything will be all right. In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Without just trying to pressure anything or just push anything, I just sense early this morning, I don't know if any of you, y'all can just keep worshiping. Some of you that are spiritual, that have spiritual discernment, you could sense since Friday and Wednesday night, almost, it was really Friday and this morning, just a pressure, just a sense of pressure. And we didn't understand. It just seemed awkward. Did anybody else sense that? Just awkwardness in the body. But now I just sense this supernatural grace and liberty. Why? 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 Revelation. Amen. Something that God wanted us to get that we needed. He wanted to give us authority. Many people thought when we started to teach authority, God wanted to take your rights away and all your authority away and put you under bondage, under control of somebody else. And you find out that God's given you authority. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Lord, teach people to submit tonight and to surrender tonight to your perfect will, Father God. not to the leadership of anybody. Father God, leadership to those that are called to do what you want them to do, Father God. But Father God, nobody's going to be in bondage to anybody, Father God, but free to be who you want them to be in Jesus' name. Free to hear your voice. Set the captives free in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Set the captives free in Jesus' name. Thank you. I surrender all. This is just a different place. This is the weirdest place. It feels like nations again. Get out there in a place where you just don't know where you are. I want to pray with anybody. Amen. That, you know, you just want some prayer tonight in the area of surrender. We'll just pray for you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just start to meditate in the Holy Ghost and just start to worship. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. I've been one of them. I was talking to my brother. Two nights ago? I was talking to one of my brothers. Said, this has been one of the hardest areas in my life. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, precious. Really? The grace to do it. Then you believe that this is God showing you some things how to do it. Well, praise God, praise God, praise God. She said just today she'd been given authority just today. And she wanted to know what to do with it. Amen. At the church where God's using her and certain things, she stepped into authority there. Amen. How will you not abuse the authority that God gave you? Amen. By honoring the authority of the Supreme God and the leadership of the Holy Spirit, the authority of the Word, and the authority of conscience. One of you supernatural saints that have the Spirit of the Holy Ghost on you, why don't you come and pray with her right now? Is that all right, precious? Why don't y'all just come up and agree with her right now? Either somebody, amen, some female, someplace. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just go on and agree, God, with her. Anybody that's been struggling with any type of authority in your life or authority issues, amen, you might have dealt with it in your seat, but we'd like to agree with you this morning as well. Amen. There's freedom and there's release in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. How you doing, brother? Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Do you understand? Hallelujah. Well, somebody come on and pray with this brother. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, somebody. Help him, brother. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, thank you, brother. Adam. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want freedom. I want freedom in Jesus' name. You know, I had friends of mine just several weeks ago. I said, listen, I struggle with this thing. I want my way. This is your freedom tonight in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's all right. Praise God. Praise God. How many think you could minister authority to others after this? Amen. That you could use this as a foundation for authority and help some people. Elder Joy, Brother Paul was a pastor at one time. Elder Joy was an elder at a church. How many people had so many strongholds in their life in the area because they didn't understand authority and how this would have brought liberty and release if they just had known? So say, restore reverence. Say it one more time. Restore reverence and honor. Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, I just pray that your Spirit would anoint people right now, Father God, that they would have an anointing, Father God, to restore authority and reverence. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And we rebuke the renegade spirit in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Share. Go on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The renegade spirit. Go on. Hallelujah. The renegade spirit right now in the name of Jesus. That spirit of rebellion over this area. We believe that this is the truth that sets. Hallelujah. The truth that sets every captive in this city free in Jesus' name. You can handle it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Just start to pray in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Woo. We pray for unsaved relatives right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, people that you've been knocking at the doors of their heart, Father God, that they'll submit to the authority of your leading. Father God, when they hear you touching on their heart and saying, come home to Jesus, come home to Jesus. Father God, they'll submit to the existence of you, God. In the name of Jesus, I don't know. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Rabadadadosh talabaratika samahai. Going, hallelujah. Sound guy's on the floor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Boy, everything's going to be all right. its pulpit. Glory to you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father. There we go. Brother Paul found the scripture in Zechariah chapter 3. It says, "Then the angel showed me Yeshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord. Satan was there at the angel's right hand, accusing Yeshua of many things. And the Lord said to Satan, 'I, the Lord, reject your accusations, Satan. Yes, the Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebukes you. This man is like a burning stick that has been snatched from a fire.' Yeshua's clothing was filthy as he stood there before the angel. So the angel said to the others standing there, 'Take off his filthy clothes.' And turning to Yeshua, he said, 'See, I have taken away your sins, and now I am giving you these fine new clothes.' And I said, 'Please, could he also have a clean turban on his head?' So they put a clean priestly turban on his head and dressed him in new clothes while the angel of the Lord stood by."
Hallelujah. Woo, that's so good, isn't it? Hallelujah. Once you know God don't want to take your authority away, he wants to increase it. Hallelujah. Can't survive without authority in the earth today. Glory to God. God's not going to leave you defenseless. Not going to leave you without a covenant. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, glory to God. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Sweet, sweet Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Tomorrow morning, we're going to be here. Y'all can just continue to worship as you are. Just because we do something else doesn't mean you have to. Tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, Sister Ruthie will be here. Old Testament survey with Sister Jane. Tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. You don't want to miss that class. It's going to be so good. Amen. Oh, thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Authority. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Also on Wednesday night, we're going to be here at 7 o'clock. Praise God. Friday night, we'll be here at 8 o'clock. Amen. Praise God. Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. Sunday night at 7 o'clock. Y'all don't miss. Stay under authority all week long in Jesus' name. Amen. And use your God-given authority to make a change and a difference. Amen. Well, praise God. Somebody knows where the music is. Go on and do it. Reverence this atmosphere. Listen, you know, just because it, you know, just because we're finished doesn't mean you have to be finished. We'll just keep this atmosphere like this. And if you got to talk, just go on and talk in the foyer, do whatever, but leave this place. You know, let this place, let the peace remain here. Is that all right? Crystal, maybe you just might need to continue your play. Could you sit there for a while, my dear? There's a seat back there. Just have them. Is that all right? And we can bring these lights down. Amen. Hallelujah. Honor the atmosphere.